Hello, and welcome to another episode of My Favorite Solutions Podcast. Today is more about food for thought, you know, just something that's on my mind, and I thought I'd share it. I feel like we have to really understand what's truly important in life. You know, too often we kind of live this selfish mindset where we just do what's best for us. But is that what we're truly on this earth to do? You know, a lot of times we'll do things within our comfort zone. But is that what we're really on this earth to do? Sometimes you have to get out of that box and place yourself in something that, you know, may seem overwhelming, may seem scary, but the big picture is that you can dramatically improve other people's life by just taking a chance, just, you know, trying to be better, you know, getting out of the norm. And it's like, so what truly is your purpose in this life? You know, a lot of us, we go and we do the 9 to 5, we work, you know, if we have enough money, we'll take a vacation, and, you know, pretty much, and go home. You may go out every now and then, but that's like that cycle repeats itself, and it repeats itself, and it repeats itself, and then you find yourself 20 years down the road, and it's like, I feel unaccomplished, I feel like I haven't reached my purpose. Well, a lot of times we don't even know what our purpose is, you know. The easiest way to find your purpose is to, you know, ask God. But not everybody, you know, believes in God, so I can understand your mindset and, you know, your hesitation of it. But you got to find something. If you want to go the hard route and say, hey, I choose not to be religious, all right. What do you feel your purpose is? You know, why are you here on this earth? Are you here on this earth to just work for somebody? Just be on the job. I make money. I provide for my family. And I go home. Is that your sole purpose on this earth? That's how you want to be remembered. I worked a job, did the best I could. End the story. You know, where's the impact? You know, true impact, it don't even got to be discussed. It's like people just realize. And this route, it don't come with, you know, always come with appreciation. It don't always come with accolades on this earth. It don't always come with support. It don't always come with a happy life. But it's like, what moves are you making to help the next generation? What are you doing to build up people? What are you doing to support other people? You know, we are too focused on the traditional of, you know, what we feel that people, the optics part of it. Like, we'll go and we'll feed the homeless, right? But at the end of the day, that person's still homeless. What are we doing to help them get out of that position? You know? Are we helping them get a job? Are we helping them turn their life around? You know what I'm saying? You know, a dollar in a sandwich is I guess is better than nothing, but is it really changing anything? You know? I feel like we have all these millionaires and they always talk and they donate to their little foundations to get a little tax break. But if they truly wanted to help, if they truly wanted to make change, they could. You know, everybody want to do what look good for the optics. Yeah, we fed the homeless, you know. Yeah, you know, we help our neighbor. But it's like, are we helping them emotionally? You know, are we talking to people and say, hey, man, everything going all right? You know, I know you've been through a lot. Are we checking in on our brothers and sisters? What are we doing? Are we going the extra mile? You know, we have to do more. We have to do more. Too often people are hurting. They're broken. Nobody there to help. You know, not everybody got the trust in the faith in God. And even when you do, it's still tough. The devil will break you. He will make you think like you have no purpose on this earth. But I'm here to tell you, you do. You have a purpose on this earth, but you have to find it. And I'm going to tell you, it's not in the 9-to-5. You know, it's not in your job. You may love your job, but your purpose is not in your job. That's something you use to provide your family to be able to survive on this earth. And it's definitely a necessary thing, but it's not your purpose. You know, I love to, you know, to cook, and, you know, catering is my thing, but it's not my purpose. My purpose is trying to help people, trying to give advice. What I do here to me is more valuable than anything else that I do in this world. You know, the fact that I feel like if I can just help one person, if I can help uplift one person, if I can change one person's day, that is my purpose, to help, to give advice, to encourage, to show people the way, to show people that it's not lost, to show people that there is a higher power, you know, in God that we can believe in, that we can trust, that can save us from everything, you know. Our whole life is not about, you know, what we can just accomplish on this earth. It's about impact. It's about how can we change people's life. How can we draw them into the right direction so that the next generation and the generation after that can really fight in this army, you know. It's tough because the culture and the way the world see things, everything is about things that don't matter. Everybody wants to talk about, you know, how you see yourself, how do you label yourself as, or what's your gender, and all this other stuff. None of that matters, you know. And I've said it in my other podcast. At the end of the day, who you choose to be with, that's on you. That's on you. I don't care. You know, and they're just forcing an agenda on it. You know, you talk too much on it, they try to cancel you. But it's like, at the end of the day, we can't worry about that. We can't worry about it. You got to get it out there. They're forcing a narrative on the younger kids that me as a, you know, just a 32-year-old, I didn't have to go through that. It wasn't no agenda in place that I saw. You know, they allowed children to be children. And they may have did things behind the scenes that we just really wasn't aware of. We didn't have social media like that. But it's completely different now. They're forcing your kids to change their gender. They're forcing your kids to like things that just may not be of a benefit for them, you know. Things are really, really evil now. It's just, it's crazy. And then they don't even want you to speak on it. You speak on it, people quick to point the finger, you know. But at the end of the day, man, you want to point a finger at yourself, you know, because we all need to do better. We all make mistakes. We all fail. So picking and choosing what is important, what is offensive, is nonsense, and it's hypocritical. And we got to stop it. But we won't stop it until everybody speaks up. You know what I'm saying? We want to get so outraged, you know, because we'll see something on the TV. But in real life, things is way, way worse than you see on the TV. There's people out here struggling. There's people out here that need help. You know, It's people within your family that need help. They just need somebody to talk to. Who's there to help them? You know? To my men, we got to do better. Who are we leading? Who are we really helping? You know what I'm saying? And are we leading by example? It's one thing to say, oh, I'm here for you. But are you showing that in your own personal life? What are you doing behind the scenes? How can you lead me, but behind the scenes you wilding? How can you be a key piece in my family, but all I hear is negative about you? You know? Especially if you're trying to reach men. To reach a man, to reach in, like, you got to show through your actions. And your actions got to match up with your words. It's nice. We can say, I can get on here and I can say it. I'm such a good dude. But if I don't show it, if I don't show it in my actions, if I don't show that, man, I'm willing to give the shirt off my back, help somebody, if I don't show it, then it don't mean nothing. We got to do more. We got to be better leaders. We can't just, let me just focus on my little squad. You know what I'm saying? No. I got to be able to help who I can help, you know? Obviously, your family is a priority, but if and when they're straight, who else can you help? If you have the ability to help people, if you have the ability to do something for somebody, do it. Stop just thinking in this selfish mindset. You know what I'm saying? If you have the means to buy a dinner for somebody, if you have the means to help pay a bill for somebody, do it. Don't think about, you know what I'm saying? We're too much focused on ourselves. We got to help. You know, we got to be able to trust one another. That's a key piece. How can I trust you? You know? And I say this in a general aspect. People may listen to this and think, hey, is he talking about me? If it applies to you, it applies to you. But it's like, I'm speaking in general, you know? I speak based off what I see in this world, you know? And we're not doing, we're not doing enough. You know, women, you got to do a better job at raising women. These women that is raised nowadays, in my generation, the millennials and the younger, they're raised very poorly. They don't know how to be a wife. They struggle being a mother. They don't know how to have any type of respect for the male. They don't know how to treat a man. Nothing. It's like, come on. But as a man, we got to keep giving. We got to pay everything. We got to do everything. And the woman is giving less and less. How is that fair? You know? A lot of times you'll find, you look in these relationships, the mindset and the what they want you to believe is that, oh, the man's ain't doing nothing. Man ain't nothing. He ain't doing nothing. You know? He ain't bringing nothing to the table. But what they don't want to talk about is how sometimes a man got to leave just to have his own sanity. A man sometimes got to leave the house just so he don't kill himself. You know? No, they don't want to talk about that, though. Women don't want to hear that. Women don't want to hear, like, he had to leave his child. Leave his children. So he don't kill himself. Because being with a toxic woman will destroy you. It will break you. It will kill you. People don't want to talk about topics like that, though. You know? Women, you got to do better. You got to do better. And I've said it in the previous in the previous podcast. Men are not the problem. Women are the solution. You know? If women go back to actually trusting and believing the good men. You know? If women go back to actually raising up good men, if women go back to actually allowing the father in the house and have his importance, because you need a father to raise children, things will be better off. We always focus on, like, oh, the son wasn't good because he had, didn't have his father in the home. Let me just tell you that. It's kind of a myth. Men get tempted to live a bad life just because so they can have money. They get addicted to the money. They get addicted to the women. But at the end of the day, as long as that mom is in the home, he's going to be a good dude. He's going to be a good dude if he stay out of the negative influences. What we don't talk about is you need that man in the home for that woman to be good. We always focus, and the mom even programs and puts that negativity on the son, feel like, oh, your dad wasn't involved, and now he carries that depression forever. And it's like he didn't even need that. We know what to do and not to do. We choose to do it. We're born as leaders. The topic that we need to have is not having the men at home is destroying these women. Because these women don't realize that it's the father that teaches them, shows them that love on how they can love a man. The father becomes their first love, just like the mom becomes the first love for the son. We need fathers in the home so that the women can be better. And if the women is better, the men is going to be better. It's a key piece. We work together. But we listen to the the culture and the TVs and the news and everything. And we get this mindset, especially within that African-American culture, but in all cultures. Like, hey, I didn't need this man. I didn't need this life. And even when you have a separation where, okay, you got divorced and whatever, that don't mean your lives are forever connected, you know? Especially if you have children. We got to put the BS to the side and we got to be better. You know? We have to be better. We have to start working together. We have to start coming together as a family. Too often in families, we got these little separate little cliques. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And I don't point to the women, because women can try to influence the thing. But at the end of the day, the man has to be the leader. You got to understand that your family is just not your children. Your family is just not your siblings. Your family is your cousins, everybody. You got to have that impact. You know? That's one thing. Well, that defined my grandfather. My grandfather had an impact not just on his kids, but he had an impact on his entire family. He had an impact on everybody he came in contact with. He had an impact in the church. He had an impact with his neighbors. He had an impact with everybody. And it's like, we don't have people like that no more. I'm just going to focus on this little bit right here, as long as I got mine, you know. But that doesn't work. We're in a crazy time where we got to learn to work together, or it's just going to be the ultimate demise. You know? We have to work as a team. Start with your family and keep building. And understand that not all your family is going to be able to go with you. Some people just not going to want to be a part of it. But the ones that do, build with them. We should never have to go to the a bank and look for a loan. We have all this family. You got hundreds and hundreds of family members, but I got to go to the bank to get a loan, right? Because nobody want to work that. I don't trust. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, you got to use your discernment. Not everybody is trustworthy. But I'm just saying, in general, the people who's trying to make it, who's trying to pop, like, work together, build together. You shouldn't have to go get an outside group or anything, you know. Why can't we build together? We're so focused on doing everything by ourselves or within our little clique that, like, if we work together, we would all be financially way ahead. But we don't choose to. I'm going to do my own thing, and it is what it is. And that just never works. So, you know, I hope and I pray that we all, you know, continue to grow and just become the best possible version of yourself that you can be. You know, this podcast was more of a tangent, more of a just talking. All of my podcasts, I just speak off the top of the dome, you know, what's on my heart. I don't really write anything down. That's why I call it my mixtape. It's just straight freestyle on what I feel, you know. And I feel like these are the type of things that need to be talked about because they're not discussed. And I don't do this for views. I don't do this for likes. I don't do this for money. Nothing like that, you know. I could take this on YouTube, but that comes with whole level of scrutiny, and it comes with where you get to the point where you're starting to focus on it as a means of income. No, I'm focused on helping people. You know, outside this podcast, I'm gonna work my behind off to be able to provide, to be able to be the best person that I can be. But within the minutes that I record, it's solely about who I can help. That's it. You know, and I hope that I can encourage other people to have that same mindset. Find something that you can do where your sole benefit, your sole purpose is helping people. You're not looking for money. You're not looking for likes. You're just looking to help one person. Because one life saved is more than a million likes. You know what I'm saying? There's no value on it. Help people. Help your brother. Call people, you know, reach out to people and do better. I know that's something that I have to do, you know, and I'm trying, I'm working on it, you know, and I'm starting it through here and trying to build and be the best possible person I could be. So I hope we all can do that. Thank you for the people who listen to it. You know, I know it's passionate and it's, you know, some people may feel a little type of way about it, but I just feel like we need to change and we need to be better. So thank you and stay tuned for the next episode.